Welcome to episode 78 of Two Larrys and a Mike. I'm Larry Doughty.
Larry Bly over here on Mike 2. And Mike. Mike has organized the first Roanoke screaming contest.
Who thought that was going to be a good idea?
Bring your voice and your best scream, and you can win a box of throat lozenges. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. That's the best I could do, Mr. Doughty. I'm sorry.
Hopefully that will not be an event next year for Dickens of a Christmas.
I don't know, but you can bet his honoree, our mayor, will be there. Okay, enough about that. What are we talking about?
We'll actually talk about the greatest rock ballads of all time.
What does that mean?
Well, rock ballads, as only we could.
What is a ballad technically?
Takes on a whole new meaning.
What is a ballad?
It's not the...
Tells a story, right?
It tells the story.
Tells a story.
But it's not going to be one of those slow songs necessarily.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like...
Hopefully.
Hopefully, okay. Obviously,
well, we'll use one. American Pie.
Oh, okay.
That's a great ballad.
Yeah.
But it's not a very slow song. You know what I'm saying?
We're still coming up with a definition, ladies and germs.
And we still will 30 minutes from now when we're
sure
done.
We will. Right. We got some birthdays?
Oh, we got some birthdays. Happy birthday to singer Bette Midler, who turns 78. Also, singer-guitarist Eric Bloom of Blue Oyster Cult, 79. Drummer John Densmore of The Doors, 79. Singer Gilbert O'Sullivan, still alone again, naturally,
yeah,
77.
Do you remember his song, Claire?
I do, and it was a good song.
Wait, did you know there was a lot of controversy about that song?
I know, yeah.
Well, because he's singing about a little girl that he's in love with, but it turns out it's like his cousin or something.
Oh, okay.
You know.
All right, well, what a nice thing he did.
Britney Spears. Britney is 42.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Rocker Ozzy Osbourne turned 75, and he's going to bite the head off of a bat. For his birthday. Singer Mickey Thomas of Jefferson Starship is 74.
Singer Freddie Boom Boom Cannon.
Oh, I love me some Boom Boom.
87. Singer bassist.
I was just having a little Boom Boom last night, as a matter of fact.
I wasn't going to ask. Singer bassist Chris Hillman, The Birds, The Flying Burrito Brothers, 79. Rapper Jay-Z.
Did you?
54.
Ever play anything by the Flying Burrito Brothers?
Not a darn thing. No.
Rocker John Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls. How do you say that name?
Resnick.
What?
Resnick.
What is it? It's R-Z-E-Z-N-I-K.
Resnick. I can't explain it.
Well, he's 58. Singer Jim Messina of Loggins and Messina and Poco. Remember them? I love them. It's 76.
Tom Waits, 74. Also, Jerry Butler is 84. Donny Osmond turned 66.
Drummer Walter Clyde Orange. Who ever heard of him? Of the Commodores in 77.
The Commodores heard of it.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Singer Brenda Lee turned 70. And now I'm going to talk about Brenda Lee. She has the number one song on Billboard right now.
That's amazing.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Singer David Gates of Bread is 83. Does he wonder if he performs anymore?
I thought I saw him working
in my yard the other day. Singer Jermaine Jackson. Geranium Jackson is 69.
Geranium Jackson. Connie Francis, 86. Dionne Warwick, 83.
Whoa. We got to go back to
Connie Francis.
Connie Francis.
86.
And she's still touring. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
She needs money.
Apparently, and yesterday, a lot of groups do.
Pat St. John yesterday on the 60s channel, which strangely is on channel 73.
I don't get it, though.
Those people make no sense at all. Anyway, he played a Connie Francis song that was number one in Europe and never got played in America. And it was pretty bad. Called My Robot. Have you ever heard of that? My Robot.
Okay, that's one I'm not going to look up on YouTube.
No, I think you ought to. It was a frisky little song.
Frisky.
It was a frisky song.
Dionne Warwick, 83. Dickie Betts of the Allman Brothers, 80. And one more, because we don't get enough news about her. Taylor Swift is 34.
Yeah, she needs more publicity. Let's give her some more publicity.
Yes, she does.
Music history, 2023 marks the 65th anniversary of the classic seasonal song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree and is now, for the first time ever, a number one song for Brenda Lee. Well, if this is going to keep coming around,
one with a bullet? Or that's a very slow bullet.
Let me just do this. Everyone seems to be amazed that Brenda Lee has the number one song in the Billboard charts with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, which I have been playing since I was a child. That's how long it's been around. A song she recorded when she was just 13. And Elvis is charting as well with Blue Christmas. But anyone who worked in commercial radio knew that when we had to start playing Christmas music, two songs you never minded playing were Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree and Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Hebb. I couldn't wait to get on the radio and play those at Christmas time. I just love those two songs.
I always like Jingle Bells by the Barking Dogs.
What you did not look forward to probably was Jingle Bells by the Barking Dogs. And Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Good Lord have mercy.
I like that the first time I played it.
I'm not finished. So anyway, Brenda Lee said in an interview I heard the other day, she said that it was recorded at Owen Bradley Studio, which was a Quonset hut in Nashville, where all those hits were made. Patsy Cline recorded there. She recorded. And she said when she recorded it, they had Floyd Kramer on piano. Boots Randolph on sax, and a couple of other people I didn't recognize, said it was an all-star cast. They ran through the song one time, and then they went through it the next time and recorded it in one take.
Wow.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I do miss people calling in. I look forward to always playing Good King Wenceslas. My favorite Christmas song. Well, Good King Wenceslas once looked down on the face on the Feast of Stephen, when the snow lay all around, full and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night. No, that's another It's a real song. Did you ever sing it in church?
Yes.
It's a biblical song, you know. King Wenceslas was a biblical person.
I think we have some in our refrigerator. it's Worcestershire. I'm sorry.
You spilled some Wenceslas all over yourself. All right, go ahead. Take it.
40 years ago, on December 2nd, 1983, Michael Jackson's 14-minute John Landis-directed Thriller video debuted on MTV.
I read the other day there's a documentary on the making of that.
Oh, really?
Video. Yeah.
That'd probably be pretty good.
There's a documentary on everything. Well, don't you have one? I do.
They're working on it.
Beatles released Rubber Soul, which, by the way, I read also. Yeah, I'm doing a lot of reading.
You have.
Brian Wilson said that's what made him want to do Pet Sounds, his album.
Really?
Having heard the album Rubber Soul. That's true. Paul McCartney of Wings released Band on the Run December 5 of 73. It doesn't seem that's been that long.
Yeah, yeah.
Band on the Run, Jet, a Doughty favorite, Bluebird.
I love that song.
You do?
To this day, I love that song.
I think you were humming it when you came in here this morning.
I could have been.
Either that or it was Good King Wenceslas once looked down on the Feast of Stephen.
You too. Their album, Octung Baby, went to number one on the U.S. charts December 7th, 1991. It was their seventh album. The Fly was the first single.
The Fly.
I don't think I ever played that. Mysterious Ways, I did. One, Even Better Than the Real Thing, and Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses?
I don't know.
All singles. All singles from that album from YouTube, which I think is kind of unique because that's a lot considering it was just one album. The Beatles' White Album started a 7-week run at number one on the UK charts. That was December 7th, 1968.
Remember that time a couple of years ago we first started this podcast? I gave you a T-shirt, a White Album T-shirt, which was nothing but a white T-shirt with nothing on it.
Yes.
Anyway, the Eagles released Hotel California December 8th of 76.
1980, I don't think anyone could forget about this big event.
Sad day.
Yeah,
sad
John day. Lennon was murdered outside of the Dakota by Mark David Chapman. Chapman shot him outside the residence. The tragic loss, shocking the world. Apple TV has an excellent 3-part interview. This 3-part interview is called John Lennon Murder Without a Trial. And you know, Mark David Chapman lived with his family here in Roanoke for a while.
No.
Yes, sir.
On Chapman Avenue?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Not Chapman Avenue. Actually, it's where First Presbyterian Church's parking lot is.
Get out of here. They lived on a parking lot? No wonder he was an angry man.
They lived on the... yes, they did. But
is that really true?
Yeah, it is true. It is true.
Gee, Mr. D, you just always tell me things I don't know.
Well, I am a wealth of worthless information. always have been. Chapman, who's now 68, has been in jail since pleading guilty to murder and has made numerous parole requests, but they've all been turned down, thanks in part to letters from Yoko Ono.
Hmm. Who,
that's,
by the way,
that's my factoid.
Isn't she like 90 years old now?
She is approaching 90.
I think she is actually.
And she may, she may have.
And
already,
she still can't sing. She ain't getting no better.
But I've been listening to a John Lennon, I think it's called John Lennon the Life audiobook.
Mm.
She comes from a very wealthy family.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, there was a lot of that going around. McCartney, he married Linda Eastman. Eastman Kodak.
Yeah,
you ever heard of them?
Yeah,
so, you know, they knew how to find the money, didn't they?
Well,
although they didn't need it.
That's true. Otis Redding, tragically killed in a plane crash December 10th, 1967. December's not a good year. Not a good time.
And his only number one song came weeks after he died. Isn't that sad?
Was that Sitting on the
Dock? Sitting
on
the Dock of the Bay.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, they mixed it a few days after he died at Stax Recording Studio. They actually mixed it. And he put the sound effect of the water.
I was just going to say, very few songs, and that may be the only one, maybe one more, have a sound effect.
DJ, Play a Song for Christmas by Cher is number one on the holiday charts. Well, I don't know. It couldn't be number one if Brenda Lee's number one. Maybe they're fighting it out for number one. I don't know.
Oh, by the way, congratulations. This year's Kennedy Center Honors. That happened back December 3rd. Queen Latifah, Barry Gibb, Billy Crystal, and Dionne Warwick.
I think that's going to be shown on CBS on Wednesday the 27th.
December. Oh, good. That'll be good.
Let me look that up right now back here. I think it is. Go ahead.
Well, you know, this is easy because Taylor Swift is in the news. Did you know that?
Yep.
She has become the first living artist in history to simultaneously chart 5 albums in the top 10 of the Billboard 200. Taylor tops People's 2023 Most Intriguing People of the Year list, and Forbes named Taylor the 5th most powerful woman of 2023. Mm. Times Person of the Year is Taylor. And also, what a year for Swifties, because Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour has officially broken the Guinness World Record for highest grossing tour ever. Could it have anything to do with the price of those tickets?
I don't know.
And I think about the Beatles when they played Seattle, I think it was. This was back in the 60s.
Who won? The Beatles or Seattle?
the Beatles.
Oh, okay.
No, the Beatles played in Seattle. It was in the 60s. They did a 35-minute set. Tickets were $6 a ticket.
Can you imagine?
Here in episode 78 of Two Larrys and a Mike, it's the great rock ballads. Yes, we take a few liberties.
No.
I know it's hard to imagine, but is there a favorite rock ballad you have?
No.
No?
No.
Did you like rock ballads?
No.
Why? It just kind of slowed things down a little bit?
I never thought of any rock songs as ballads. For some strange, well, there was a ballad of Yoko Ono, a ballad of Yoko and John. Yeah. Well, that was literally a ballad.
Yeah.
That's what they call it. Anyway.
I think I left that off.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Of course, there were a few that I liked. Of course, American Pie was one of the great ballads because it told a great story.
Yes, it did. Did you know, that recording is now in the National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress?
No, I didn't know.
Yep. It's there. I guess Beth by Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the shock most people had when they first heard that? Detroit Rock City and
Beth. How about Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls?
That's a good song.
Of course, that always comes to mind immediately. Now, here's a great one, though. Bridge Over Troubled Waters, or as Joe Price used to say, Trouble Over in Bridgewater.
Well,
by Simon and Garfunkel. That really is a good. In fact, a lot of the Simon and Garfunkel songs, I would say, were ballads.
Yeah,
many
I'd say so.
The Boxer, for instance, was a ballad.
Yeah,
told a story.
Mm-hmm.
Free Bird, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye. That's a ballad. Well, yeah.
It could be considered.
I guess about. You're right. Every breath I take by the police.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say every breast I take?
Every breath. Oh, okay. Breath.
I was afraid that I said every breast I take. My Love by Paul McCartney.
One of my favorite songs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison. Keep On Loving You. And also, I Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore, REO Speedwagon. A couple of great ballads. Do you remember the song Black Velvet, Alanna Miles?
No.
It was released in January 1990, would hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. You okay over there? And reached number one.
I ripped a seam.
I see that. and would reach number one on the album chart, Tracks,
mm-hmm.
and go top 10 in Canada. She'd win a Grammy for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance for the song, and a Juno Award. But I don't think Alanna Miles had anything else as big.
A what award?
The Juno Award.
What is that?
That's Canada's version of...
Oh, okay.
Basically.
Now, I think Drive by the Cars, it really and truly is just a great
it
song.
It is.
It tells a good story. Smoke on the Water, Deep Purple, not so much.
I don't think you would think that's a ballad, but I guess it could.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah.
Just the opening guitar riff.
Now, Freebird, Believe It or Not by Lynyrd Skynyrd, actually does tell a story. What it tells,
it couldn't possibly tell.
But anyway, I'm still trying to figure out Let's Get It On. I guess Let's Get It On really tells a story, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Like, I'd like to get it on with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you why the Eagles. Did you mention that?
No.
That's a good one. In fact, the Eagles had a couple, I think.
Oh, on this list. More than a couple, but you're right. They truly did. Stairway to Heaven. Tell us a story.
Yeah. Brian Adams had one called Heaven, Everything I Do,
yep.
I Do for You.
Mm-hmm.
Or as my Aunt Adelaide used to say, I do and I do and I do. Anyway.
We mentioned U2 earlier. With or Without You definitely tells a story.
Right.
Don't Stop Believing by Journey, a story to be told there. Starship, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. For some reason, I never really thought of that as a ballad telling a story, but I guess so. Total Eclipse of the Heart, Bonnie Tyler, it tells a great story. I don't ever want to hear it again.
I was going to say, we played that so many times on radio, we always referred to that as a total eclipse of the brain. Because your brain was dead after you heard it 15 times in a row.
I don't think we could argue with this one. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah.
From Queen.
Yeah. Killer
Just
Queen.
A great song.
I think Killer Queen would be up there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it tells a story. It does. It tells a story.
Fat Bottom Girl? No, wait a minute. That probably... that wouldn't be a bad... Well...
Well, sure.
Yeah, sure it would. Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love? That could be there. And Roxette, It Must Have Been Love. I thought of one, you're going to look at me like, what? Ode to Billy Joe.
Oh, no, that is a real good one.
Now, that's not a rock song, but it was played on Top 40 Radio.
Top 40 Radio.
Yeah, Bobby Gentry.
Yeah. What about the one with the woman that drank too much and the Bobby, what was the one with, I have to stop here.
Me and Bobby McGee?
No.
Yes, that could be one, too.
You know, that's another one.
Yeah.
Me and Bobby McGee. Yeah. Let's leave it at that, okay? You want to hear an animal story?
I would love to hear an animal story.
Right
on
now.
NBC's Tonight Show, Johnny Carson read an item from the Lost and Found column of a Midwestern newspaper. Lost dog, brown, some hair missing due to mange, blind in one eye, deaf, lame leg due to recent traffic accident. Slightly arthritic. Answers to the name Lucky.
Oh, I love it when I find some little jewel like
Larry
that.
Larry Lujak and little Tommy Edwards.
That's right. Wow. Absolutely.
We have a few obits to get to?
We do.
I know the music world was definitely shocked by the loss of Denny Lane, co-founder of Moody Blues,
And he's also the voice of the song Go Now.
I don't think I was aware of that.
Yeah.
But that's a fantastic song by the Moody Blues. And, of course, he was in Wings.
79. Yeah, Paul McCartney and Wings on their albums. Mm-hmm. He did backup singing on that and played guitar, I do believe. I think I'm right about that. Sad to report the death of a fellow DJ who worked at ROV and FIR and then various North Carolina radio stations, Steve Finnegan. Steve, if I can get the article to come up and stay up for 4 minutes, would be nice. Fixture in local radio for more than 40 years, died at the age of 65 the other day. He was a friend of mine. This article, he worked at various stations, ROV, FIR, and then went on to various North Carolina radio stations. So this leads me to a story.
Oh? Uh-oh.
For about 10 years or so, I hosted, along with Pat Garrett, but it was hosted by me at my house, the annual WRV reunion. And depending on the weather, some 20 to 40 people would show up and attend from all over. They came in from California and Florida, the Carolinas, you name it. So many people that we actually hired a full-time bartender for the thing. That's true. And had the food catered so that people could eat while they were there. A good time was had by most, and it was always interesting to see how many cars were still out front the next morning. Might find one passed out on the couch or who knows where in the house. This is true. So one morning, there was a single extra car out front, which we immediately recognized from the tags as belonging to one Steve Finnegan, who I'm just talking about, passed away. And so we searched all over, and we finally found him. he was, I would say, sleeping. Now, let's just go ahead and say he was passed out underneath a holly tree in the side yard. All of his little belongings all around him, his cigarettes, his lighters, billfold, all around him.
My.
And there he was, just sleeping away underneath a holly tree beside the house. It was a mess, but it was a lot of fun. It was. It was a lot of fun. I have a pop quiz. You ready for
quiz? I am ready for a pop quiz.
Pop quiz, okay, ladies and gentlemen. Where's the pop sound? I know it's coming up here. Here we go. Pop quiz. As regards Little Richard, is it true that that's not what his parents wanted his name to be?
That is true, but I could not tell you what it is.
Ah, you're very good. You're very good, as usual. His parents, Charles and Leva Penniman, had chosen for his name Ricardo Wayne Penniman. Ricardo.
I thought you were going to say Ricardo Wayne Newton.
Even worse. But the nurse misheard them when she was filling out birth certificate and thought they said Richard. So when the parents saw this on said birth certificate, they thought, well, hey, that's better than what we chose. So they left it. But for that moment of acceptance at the hospital, rock and roll may have had to extol the talents of little Ricardo. Not quite the same. Isn't that wonderful? Little Ricardo.
Well, there was a little Ricky. Does that count?
Oh, he was
a
Ricardo.
That was on I Love Lucy.
Yeah, okay. I guess so. This just in. Podcast news, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
Stallone gets key to the city of Philadelphia. Sylvester Stallone has been awarded a key to the city of Philadelphia to mark the 47th anniversary of Rocky. The city immediately changed all the locks. And here's the real big story.
Hey, but doesn't he already have a statue?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Statue, now he has a key to the city?
That's true. Yeah. Ozzy wants to get back on the road.
Oh, no.
Ozzy can barely get back out of the bed. But he wants to get back on the road.
He's going
to
be eating the heads off of peeps.
He's determined. That's a good one. Is determined to go back on tour if his health improves. His health, by the way, is terrible. Hmm. The Black Sabbath frontman, 75 years old, has been forced to cancel gigs in the wake of a string of surgeries and his Parkinson's diagnosis. But he told Rolling Stone magazine recently, "I'm taking it one day at a time. If I can perform again, I will." But it's been like saying farewell to the best relationship of my life. At the start of my illness, when I stopped touring, I really was annoyed with myself, the doctors, and the world. But as time has gone on, I've just gone, well, maybe I've just got to accept that fact.
How old is How's he?
75.
75.
Doesn't seem
and
like he's a day
over 100. Can you imagine him on stage screaming Crazy Train?
I just don't know.
Yeah.
He's not getting around too well.
No, he's not.
And meanwhile, his wife, Sharon, whom I adore, mm-hmm. went on some frickin' diet, and she can't stop losing weight. She's like, you can read a newspaper through her. She's having real problems with it. She really is.
Wow. Wow.
I love her. I think she's just wonderful. I really do.
You ready for you Beyond the Tracks? Barbara Streisand.
Uh-oh.
My Name is Barbara, the memoir. I didn't think I was going to like this. But I really did enjoy. She is a huge talent.
It's 1,000 pages.
Yes. Or if you listen to the audiobook, it's 50 hours.
Is that so?
For real, yes. It is 50 hours. But she also includes clips from music and movies. So.
Okay.
Barbara Streisand, she never learned to type, but kept incredible journals, which is obvious in this book. She was almost named Sydney or Samantha instead of Barbara.
Oh, no, it wouldn't have been the same, would it?
Even Barbara's not the same because it's missing an A.
Well, I guess you're right. Yeah.
She loves pigs. Do you know that?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
She loves pigs, which could partially explain why she loves the song Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? She has a number of pig...
It's a Disney song, you know.
Well, I believe so. She has a number of pig tchotchkes, or knickknacks as well. She hates the song, There's No Business Like Show Business. Hates that song.
That's just strange. Show business has been her life.
Well, I know, but she just doesn't like that. Leave it to Ethel Merman. Let her sing it, but Barbara's not.
A German Ethel Merman, don't you know?
Streisand shares a sweet story in My Name is Barbara,
mm-hmm.
On how she picked up the nickname Barney Oldfield.
Well,
I'm not going to tell you the story.
Nobody knows about that.
And Billy Joel once said his mother felt he was a success after she heard Barbara doing his song New York State of Mind.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So just a few things from those 50 hours, or as you said, 1,000 pages. That could explain why there was only one copy at BJ's yesterday.
Is that, how much does
everybody
it cost?
Else is getting
how
one.
Much does it cost?
I want to say it was 26.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, no, because I think I paid 29 for the audiobook.
I thought of another one. Harper Valley PTA. That's who I was trying to think of. What'd you think of?
Delta Dawn.
Yeah.
Take your pick. Delta Dawn by...
Yeah, but the big hit was... can't think of her name.
Helen Reddy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Blankenship, is filling in the blanks for us today. He's sitting again.
And we have a lot of blanks going on today.
He's sitting again because we had an extra chair. We're happy to have him here. Harper Valley PTA was a great one, don't you think?
That was a great song.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit you.
But Jeannie C. Riley.
Jeannie C. Riley, that's it. That's right.
Now, Tanya Tucker also did a version.
I was going to say, here's what we're missing in this.
What?
The country songs all were ballads, practically.
Well,
you
true.
Know,
yeah.
Drinking songs and getting drunk songs and women, you know, hitting on
they
the women
the masters.
Songs.
They were the masters of
crying in your beer songs, all that stuff. Yeah, sure.
All right, is that it?
That's it.
All right, let's put the wraps on it. Thanks for listening to episode 78 of Two Larrys and a Mic. If you like this episode, hit the subscribe button so you'll be notified of new episodes, and you can find Two Larrys and a Mic wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to share this podcast with someone by clicking on the share button. Join us next time for Two Larrys and a Mic. I'm Larry Doughty.
Larry Bly over here, and I think that was Lee Sherman screaming the Roanoke screaming contest with Mike.
Or it could have been a screaming goat.